Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children.
And in case if you hear any odd noises like young fellas on scooters riding by or skateboards or anything, in my mind, Ruthie, we have returned to the scene of the crime.
Absolutely.
And what I'm talking about is we're at Riverside Park in Spruce Pine, when a few weeks ago I came down here, and I don't really understand this whole talking and picture at the same time. That's just radio with pictures as far as I'm concerned. But I understand I'm finally going to break into the world of YouTube tonight at 7 o'clock.
You are, because you were kind enough to read Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors for our Good Night with the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children series.
And it was so much fun. We picked us a nice spot down at Riverside Park right next to the river under some trees and had the opportunity to talk a little bit about one of my favorite things in the world. That would be the Imagination Library. And then I got to read a book that Dolly herself wrote. So it really was a wonderful opportunity, and I hope the children enjoy it. I really do.
I hope they do, too. That's one of my favorite books also.
So now what you're doing, you have a whole bunch of folks who're sitting down at different places and reading a book, because I finally got to see one of Dolly's. I finally took time. I'd been meaning to. And of course, I wasn't in a big fluffy bed like Dolly was. That was right fancy.
Well, it was, but what do you expect? She's Dolly.
Yeah. You know what yesterday was, don't you?
Was it Dolly Day?
Yesterday was Dolly Parton Day. This week, you guys are celebrating the Imagination Library, aren't you?
We are. This is Imagination Library Week, and so we have asked folks from the community to tell us why they love Imagination Library and talk a little bit about their favorite Imagination Library books. And so those videos are on YouTube and on Facebook.
So what folks can do, the YouTube channel and the Facebook is Blue Ridge Partnership for Children. The one that I have the opportunity to read on is set up to premiere tonight at 7 o'clock for bedtime?
It is. So it'll be 7 o'clock on our YouTube channel and on Facebook.
We can read it together, and I hope the little ones will enjoy it. We can't give away the secret of all the folks, but do you have a pretty good number of folks that's going to be reading over the next few weeks?
We do. We have some folks scheduled, and we're spreading it out across all three counties. And so we really appreciate everyone who takes the time to share their favorite Imagination Library books with us.
And then in the meantime, if you'd like to be familiar with your YouTube channel that you guys have, you've really got a lot of content already on there. I was looking at some of those crazy people in caterpillar outfits. And
we always love it when surprise guests show up.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had a couple of those. The Very Hungry Caterpillar did come up, show up to help us honor Dolly Parton. And you never know who's going to pop up on our YouTube channel. But we also have stories and information for parents. We've got some yoga videos, mom and kids. Miss Mary Ellen Salon and her daughter did some videos to help relax during some trying times. And so we've got a lot of really good content on there.
Okay, so be sure to check that out. One thing we do want to mention that's kind of sad, no Amy Wee trade sale this fall.
No Amy Wee trade sale this fall. We had it scheduled. You know, we had to cancel our spring sale also. And after talking with the folks at the Tow River Health District and meeting and figuring out what we would need to do, given that, we have decided to cancel it this year. We appreciate all of our consigners who have already put in work. And we hope that you will consign with us next year. We're really hoping to do one in the spring, but we haven't scheduled that date. As soon as we schedule one, we'll be sure to let everybody know. But we have decided to cancel that this year.
We all have to be careful, COVID-19. We hear about people with tests coming back positive, and the last thing we want to do is mommies or little children run that risk.
Absolutely, we can't. And our goal is to keep everyone safe and healthy. And that's really what we are aiming to do. And so if that means not doing Amy Wee Trade this fall, then that's what we're going to do.
OK. Okay. Well, I have a feeling that from now through, and of course school's going to be starting really soon, and we'll wind up with lots of other things going on. I have a feeling the partnership will be busy up to something.
We're always up to something, and we're excited about what we have coming up. I will say that Imagination Library books continue to be mailed out through this. Big shout out to our essential postal workers who have gotten the books to the kids. Please go ahead and sign your child up. You can do that via our website, which is blueridgechildren.org, or you can call either of our offices and we'll be glad to walk you through that process.
Sounds good. Imagination Library Week continues today and tomorrow. I hope you'll take time to check out the YouTube channel, and I hope you enjoy The Coat of Many Colors, and thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate the opportunity to read to all my grandchildren and to all the little ones.
We really appreciate you taking the time to do that, and this is a series that we plan to keep doing.
Just keep on keeping on.
We're going to keep on keeping on, and we hope that folks will tune in and enjoy.
Sounds like a plan. If you need somebody to read again, you better let me know.
We'll absolutely do that.
Thanks again to our guest today, Ruthie Stiles of the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.